Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. Bob, what did we look like this week?
Casey, we had our numbers were better than everybody thought. I mean, we had a good run in Oklahoma City, tremendous market, had a bigger, quite a bit bigger run at Apache than we assumed. Feeder market, well, everything, feeder market, stocker market, cow market was all higher. And the crazy part is, I don't know where they found 400 cows in Caddo County. But we had 400 cows yesterday.
Well, I know I talked to a couple of people. I saw the latest drought monitor, and it really is pretty dramatic if you're getting rain or if you're not, what you're doing with those cattle.
Right, right. And I mean, it's very selective. There's some garden spots around, and then right next to a garden spot looks like the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, it's just been so sporadic all over the place. But I feel like we still have exceptionally strong cash, and we're probably going to see those Packers still chasing tight supplies next week. You think so?
Well, the most positive thing about any market is when cash leads the board. That's a positive fundamental market.
Box beef also super high this week. That's good news.
Yeah. Did box beef break $3?
I haven't checked the price. I just know it's been up every single day this week.
I think it was at $2.96, and it just keeps going up. I mean, it'll break $3. We've already accomplished highs higher than 2015. So I'm an eternal optimist, but we've got government protection out there that's available to all of us. And I don't care if you don't want to hedge 100%, at least put on a set 70% LRP with the LRP insurance and protect it from the downside. I mean, I'm not worried at all about the cattle business. It's all a political something that will pop up that always wrecks us. It's never the cattle business. It's from the dairy buyout, BSC, COVID, a packing house burning down. It's irrelevant to us, but it affects us worse than the actual break in a oversupply of cattle.
Right. What are you expecting for next week?
I think Oklahoma City will be about like it was. I think everybody will be pretty steady to what they had this week. I mean, we've seen some big cattle coming off wheat coming in because this wheat, well, a lot of them may be coming in off wheat that was short to begin with, but in some areas, this wheat's starting to join. And, you know, once it starts jointing, unless it stays cool and we keep getting general rains, it'll be over in a couple of weeks and all those cattle on wheat will start coming to town. And don't get me wrong, we're not covered up with them, but what is out there, Mother Nature dictates when they got to come off.
Right. How can folks get in touch with you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. David Gage, Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, or myself will give us a call. We'll visit about the market. We'll even visit with you about your kids if you want to, but just give us a call.
Thank you so much, Bob.
All right, Casey.